With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. When Sir Richard Branson announced he'd be moving much of his Virgin Galactic Aerospace Company from California to southern New Mexico, fans of Spaceport America were delighted. State officials were excited, too, at the prospect of building a space tourism industry here. State Land Commissioner Stephanie Garcia Richard was also beaming at what the future holds for the 18,000 acres of state trust land on which Spaceport America is built.
Yes, so the spaceport is on state trust land. You know, it's got that whole area that is sort of devoted to aerospace. The White Sands Missile Range is all in that area. And the reason that it's so attractive is because the airspace there is what we call unrestricted. So folks who lease airspace and places to launch and do different experiments at the spaceport. Some of these companies, Blue Origin is one that comes to mind, SpaceX is another one.
Garcia Richard says that unrestricted airspace makes it much easier to conduct those experiments at the spaceport.
Because if they are launching out of, say, Cape Canaveral in Florida, what happens is they have to actually halt commercial traffic for these tests to take place. So having that area of unrestricted airspace is very attractive to the aerospace industry. So I'm married to a space nerd, so I do see the value of exploration and, you know, supporting these ventures. And I think they could be a real boon for New Mexico should they take off. We could potentially do manufacturing here, have a whole economic sector devoted to aerospace.
At a news conference in May announcing Virgin Galactic's move to New Mexico, officials said they are within 1 or 2 years of launching the first civilians into space. For the state of New Mexico and the counties who've invested several $100 million, that's music to their ears. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.